fellow, because when he was speaking at that municipal association, I specifically said to him, so like if I have 50 tires and I never bought them at Canadian Tire, I can take them back to Canadian Tire? And he said, yeah, and yet I've had people come to me and say that, do you take tires at McKellar Dump? Because I went to Canadian Tire and they won't take my tires back because I didn't buy them there. So I think we really need to have a conversation with that fellow, because he was letting...
He's just a consultant as well, so yeah, it's not like he's connected to the government.
He maybe would have connections.
Right? I'll reach out.
Thanks.
Well, I'm thinking seriously that council has to consider a moratorium or something in the meantime. We're going to get into a situation, even for health purposes, that we can't have any more tires there. It's to the point now, and you know, they're pushed back, I guess, only so far. You've got a fence that's stopping them, and then you can't go out onto other property. So we have to seriously consider, are we going to continue to receive until we get a solution of getting rid of them? Otherwise, it's something that can't continue, really. There's no space. Anyway, that doesn't resolve it tonight. But yes, Councilor Zudon.
I have a question. On the MicroSeal surface treatment, is there any kind of a warranty or like a on it? Like a time frame?
I'd have to look at the attendant.
Because I was just noticing there on Balsam Road that there's two spots. Did you happen to notice one when you first turn on to Balsam?
Just
there's like a rock
the next one.
Sort of sticking out.
Bird
netting.
Okay. And then further down where they blasted a rock, it's sunk.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, that won't be, wouldn't be
covered under
that surface. But we'll look at it.
But I was just thinking it might...
It might get
deteriorate
worse.
Deteriorate the rest
yes.
of it.
Yes, it might get worse, so I'll have to address it.
Councilor Keckin?
I'm just thinking that looking at the version that we received, the Public Works report, July 16th, mm-hmm. says at the top, and the one we received now says July 16th, so maybe if the date could be updated to August 6th.
I'm just wondering, Tom, should the Balsam and Broadbent roads with the new slurry seal, which is really dark, should we be having any lines put on them?
I wouldn't suggest it, no.
No.
Changes sections of the minimum maintenance standards.
Does it?
And
okay.
Locations.
Okay.
To rural road, low volume.
I did get somebody mentioned to me, and I should have got a hold of you, but shortage of sand in the playground equipment here, like if there's a big distance.
Was it quite a while ago?
A week and a half ago, maybe, or something. I went down and had a look about a week or week and a half ago.
We put some more in it. It washed out in one of those heavy rains.
Oh, yeah.
And the guys fixed it.
Right.
They were working on the ballpark.
Okay, because, like under the swings, it's getting to be a... Quite a drop.
And it may need more. I didn't look after Rodney put a whole truckload in.
Right.
But it may need it more. I'll check that.
Yeah, it's so sad. I went down was just after the sand was put on the beach and spread with the machine and everything, and already the geese had just made a mess of it. I think going forward next year, we really got to look at having somebody hired, whether through Public Works or whatever, to go to a lot of our public facilities and make sure that they're cleaned right up. I think we have to have a plan in place going forward, because it's so bad. To the point where people don't want to use our parks. So I think we really got to spearhead that going into next year.
Councilor Zulak?
So at one time we were discussing mute swans. Did you ever hear anything about mute swans? Apparently if you have mute swans that they will deter the geese. I think this is something that we need to bring up to Graydon Smith, because it's a problem.
I think he's having a barbecue shortly.
Yeah. Well, it's barbecue and geese.
Invite him here for the barbecue.
That's a good solution. A weekly barbecue,
this is
right?
A problem all over.
Yeah.
It's a problem all over.
Yeah.
Even somehow, if during the hunt, McKellar offered like $1,000 for the biggest goose caught or shot or something. You know what I mean? Something. We have to do something.
be for the most shot.
Right? But, you know, you might eliminate quite a few.
Well, previous councils I know had broached this too, that once you get to this stage, it's pretty hard to, except for extermination, but do something with the eggs, and it has to be done through the province. And so you catch them at the early stage so that you don't have
the
eggs. Explosion, yeah.
Or even strobe lights, do they work? No?
Speaking of somebody that has the same problem on my own property, I've gone looking in the spring to see where their nests are and try and find their eggs, and I have never found one. So, a nest, that is. Right? Lots of geese, no nests. So, it's a great idea, but not if you can't find it. So.
Well, you know, there's another thing also, like in the spring when they come, I wonder if there's people out there, like, you know, golf courses and stuff have dogs that do, like my dog does it on our farm, chases the geese away. I wonder if you could hire somebody when they first start coming to come and run them off, go to the different areas and run them off so that they won't lay the eggs. I don't know. It's just a thought.
Yeah.
To investigate. Okay. We've got Tom for another issue coming up here. We've got to call the question on this one. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. We have resolution 24-454, moved by Councillor Ryland, seconded by Councillor Haskin. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive report PW-2024-08, bird netting request for proposal from Project Administrator Tom Stoneman, and further that the RFP not be awarded at this time, and further direct staff to issue a tender. Sorry, Mike, we'll look into this. Issue a tender for extermination services for the year 2025 as a consult with West Perry Sound Municipalities to explore a collaborative service agreement. This approach aims to secure competitive pricing for the region as all involved municipalities are experiencing similar bird-related challenges. Open for discussion, but I'll let Tom speak to it first.
I'm here to answer questions.
Oh, okay.
Because it's kind of a learning experience putting up that RFP.
Okay.
We expected to get more netting.
So I think we'd be putting out two tenders, one for geese extermination and one for pigeon extermination.
The goose are kind of protected, the pigeons aren't.
I'm just interested when it says they don't return, like the swallows of Capistrano or whatever it is, but I'm thinking over at the garage, we have them in there all the time too. I'm not really sold yet on the fact that they don't return.
Well, I think that they, you know, they return eventually.
Yeah.
Not the ones that are exterminated.
No.
Before, but Maybe the relatives. it's slow. And they multiply so fast is where you run into a problem. We've got quite a number down here at the ring now. And that's how they deal with them in the city. That was the result of our request for proposal. They said, why do you need netting? You don't have a pigeon problem. You have a problem, but it's no near the problem they normally deal with. And they told us the only way to get rid of the problem is get rid of the pigeons. So, and I did it at my barn. As you know, I have a 20,000 square foot barn. And we got rid of the pigeons. And I haven't had pigeons all summer. And I had more than 30 in the spring.
So we don't have to put out any tenders. We've got somebody with
I'm
experience.
Sure we might get a few emails.
Oh, I'm sure we will. That's
yeah, the one company proposed. They all do trapping, but that's what they said is the best method is they trap them and take them off site, so it's not noticed by the public. Mm-hmm. It's just you can't see the trap. The trap's humane. It's got feed and water in it, and they get rid of the pigeons.
Councilor DeZula, do you have a question?
She thinks it's fine.
I can't see her expression.
She wants to bring her pellet gun.
No, they take them off site, and where did they take them?
Well, I know, and he's already told us.
Yeah, so. No, well, I think that's what we need to do.
So this is something that's area-wide, then? Do you think all the municipalities who went to...
We have been contacted by both Carling and the town of Perry Sound and say they have similar problems, and they were looking to see how we solved ours, and they were going to jump on board.
Okay.
So it might help with that. service agreement rather than a one-time tender, then it might get us a better deal.
So when it says to consult with West Pearsall Municipality, who's doing that and the collaborative approach? And
probably me.
I just wanted to know what the procedure was following up from those meetings.
Yeah, I'll contact municipalities to say what the results were from our request for proposal and then reach out to see whom would be interested in a 2025 service agreement.
Okay. Councilor Kekin.
So there was the reason why this came up, there was seemed to be an immediate concern at one point in time by an email I've received regarding the amount of pigeon excrement on the floor in the...
It's a daily ritual. That's how Scott starts his day.
Okay.
He starts at 6 in the morning and he washes the entire arena floor in, like, inside the playing surface and out. And by the time the pickleball players get there, it's already got more stuff on it.
Hmm.
So it is a problem.
So this is why there may still be a problem with Councillor Haskell's idea of having somebody, you know, doing that at a particular time of day for geese. And then who knows, 2 hours later, they can't be doing that, you know, 8 hours a day sort of thing. But anything else on this one? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried? You have a question? You look.
Well, I can't remember you reading it.
I didn't read it?
Yeah.
Pretty sure I did it.
Yeah. I just didn't read it. That's why I was questioning.
This deals with Roshan's report, but I think since we have Tom here,
I can stay.
Okay, just for a minute.
Turn this off so I can turn it back.
Resolution 24-455, moved by Councillor Haskell, second by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation and the Township of McKellar has hereby received the McKellar Ballfield Capital Project financial update memo from Treasurer Roshan Kentia for information purposes. This is the financial end of it, and you'll have some questions probably on that. But do you have any further information for us on the ball field that you can share at this point?
We've made great progress in the last couple of weeks now that it's drier. So it's basically roughed in, other than the left field corner.
Right.
Eastwood a little farther. So we're ready to start tidying it up. Bob Hughes is working on the tender for topsoil, fencing, lighting, curb cutting. So he's moving forward because it looks like along quite well this year, but may not be finished if we can't fill in that left field corner.
Right, okay. Now the curb cutting, we could still use the sidewalks.
Yep, the sidewalk, we're going to lower the sidewalk and put it back, so there's a cost there.
Okay.
It's sort of sloped towards the highway right now, and we'll have to tip it down a bit. There's standards for that.
And we have to go through MTO for that?
MTO's already been applied to, and we have approval.
Okay, while they're at it, it would be nice too if that other block up by the entrance into the community center could be replaced. I know MTO is responsible for it too, because I don't know who removed it. It probably caught by a plow or something, but it's just been filled in with gravel and it's sitting there in the grass, and it's been like that for years now. So if they could be also be instructed to fix that, that would be great at the same time.
So what happens about the left field?
I'll contact our lawyer this week. She's been on vacation, so I wasn't able to contact her last week about steps to either have an easement or retain more property. And we have sent a letter to the property owner to contact the township because we don't have their contact information and they're seasonal residents, so it's harder to catch them at home. So they've been instructed to have a conversation with us.
So I don't understand when that was the drawings were done that wasn't picked up.
Well, no. I just know it's very steep. I walked over there.
Yeah. I think it's steeper than the engineering firm anticipated. The base map, if you look at the contours, they're still showing on our drawing. And the overlay of his elevations on the proposed level of the ball field, it would only be a 4 or 5 foot drop at that edge, which is very easy to slope off. We still may be talking to the neighbors to say we've got to put a little bit of fill in your line, but it's more like 12 feet high now that in reality, so I don't think the base map was correct.
So what happens if they don't agree, the property owners?
A lot of home runs, I guess.
A lot of home runs, and we should put.
So you'd still be
we should
able
put
to,
up a fence.
You'd still be able to proceed.
Yeah, we'd have
okay.
to put up, we'd have to put up a fence. There'd be
okay.
more fencing because there's no home run fence per
okay.
se. But why we should put something for safety because
okay.
somebody falls off.
So that was just my concern. It's
yeah.
not all.
No,
it doesn't
it's not,
all stop.
Doesn't all stop.
Okay.
It would be nice to finish it properly, but if
okay.
if not, then we have a lengthy.
Councilor Keckner.
So if NOHSC doesn't extend the deadline, which is currently being extended to October 31st?
The deadline is October 31st, yes.
Then we would just finish off?
We would finish it with a short left field.
Okay. And the NOHSC is forwarding some funding as we're going along. It seems to indicate they've already sent $58,747.
Yes.
So it's not as if the municipality has to wait until the project is completely complete. They're funding in stages as we go along.
I'm unsure as to how many stages of funding there will be to come, but as the treasurer has indicated, we are receiving funds.
Yeah, they often do this with the large projects. They withhold the most of it, you're right, but they do incrementally. They released, if you can prove that you spent so much money on it, they'll do that for big projects. Otherwise, you'd have to finance it all and hope that they're going to cover their end of it. But yeah, I'm not sure. We can't send in with the figures there. We'll have to see from Roshan, I guess. And I'm a little confused with the chart that he set up, but with totals and the actual categories that are used. So I'm probably leaving that chart, but this is not Tom's concern, but mm-hmm. leaving that chart with more questions than answers. But I'm sure we get that from Roshan. Well, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Any further discussion of Roshan's letter? Figures? Call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried? Resolution 24-446, moved by Councillor Ryland, seconded by Councillor Haskin, be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar hereby receives the legal opinion provided by Jennifer Bigger of Russell Christie, LLP, regarding the civic addressing at 292 McKellar Ferguson Boundary Road in her letter dated July 19, 2024, and further direct staff to notify Mr. Mallory that the Township will not be altering his civic address or the road name to the section of McKellar Ferguson Boundary Road fronting his property. And further informs Mr. Mallory that both the McKellar and McDougall fire chiefs are fully aware of his property and in the event of an emergency will ensure the fastest possible response route is taken, considering seasonal conditions. Additionally, McKellar will seek assistance from McDougall's department if they can reach the property with a shorter response time. Discussion? Councilor Keckin?
I think there was something that's missing from this legal opinion. I believe that when we're discussing this, that it was to be referencing 278 Lockhearn Road as well, because the April 2nd, 2024 Building Department Report, BP2401, indicated that the property 278 Lockhearn Road is entirely in McKellar Township. Access to the where the Hunt Camp is located is off the McKellar-Ferguson Boundary Road. So how is it that we have a property directly across the road from Mr. Mallory's property, entirely in McKellar Township, accessing the property from McKellar, that is, according to the building department, is off of McKellar-Ferguson Boundary Road, but the name of it is 278 Lockhearn Road. So I think that when we're discussing the legal opinion that I specifically said, and please have it in regards to 278 and take into consideration 278 Lockhearn Road, which is completely in McKellar Township.
I think this takes more investigation too. former CBO had talked about how those numbers were actually civic addressing took place, and he talked about starting at the McKellar-Ferguson Boundary Road and moving inward, and then McDougall Township doing the same process, moving from Lorimer Lake Road, I guess, in through Loch Earn, and that the numbers came from both sides. He probably has a better explanation than anybody else how those numbers were arrived at, and maybe could help the solicitor as well. It's a confusing area, and maybe the solicitor didn't have the full information. So I guess the question of counsel is, do you want to send further information to her and defer this and see if she has any explanation? She'll have to delve deeper into it at a cost, of course, and maybe she will be questioning the former CBO if he's willing to speak to her. I'll put that out to counsel and see what you want to do.
Because I'm thinking there's, ultimately, there will be a change of address. Either it be Mr. Mallory's or the 278 Loch Earn Road, changing their address to a McKellar-Ferguson Boundary Road number.
And you say this 278 is directly across?
Yes. Okay. And according to the CBO report, BP 2401, he indicates it specifically in his report.
Okay, it's Councillor Ryland's resolution. Do you want to defer this or get more information, or how much do you want to spend on this?
And it seems to me that even if we do, it would still be fruitless anyway. It doesn't really solve the problem from Mr. Mallory's point of view, I would suggest. That's just an intuition. But I'm all for trying to make it right, but I don't think this will make it right if we spend more money on it, frankly. So. At a minimum, I guess, defer it. But if we're going to defer it and spend money and come back again, I don't know that that's a wise use either. So,
any other comments?
It's a good quandary. So, you understand what I mean? If we defer it and we are no further ahead, we just have more cost, and it doesn't really resolve the address problem. And I'm sure, from Mr. Mallory's point of view, and if I recall right, his big issue was not getting his road plowed in the winter as well, and he was a senior in poor health. That's my recollection. I don't know if I've got that straight, but that's what I recall. Again, this doesn't solve his problem. So I'll defer.
No, he never mentioned he doesn't get his road plowed. He does get his road plowed by McDougall. It comes right out in front of his place and turns around at the bottom of that very steep hill.
Okay.
And so that's the turnaround that they use.
Okay.
So it had nothing to do with not getting his road plowed. He wanted to ensure that in the winter, when McKellar-Ferguson Boundary Road is not plowed, if he calls 911, that they come to the right, or whoever he calls, delivery or wherever, that, or the times of year when you think that McKellar-Ferguson Boundary Road is accessible and you drive down there and find out that it is not, that their first option would be, because it says Loch Earn Road, to come in through the Loch Earn entrance to the section where he lives.
Okay.
Now with the 911, this is fire chiefs, it says here. It said that they've discussed it, will ensure the fastest possible response route is taken, considering seasonal conditions. And McKellar will seek assistance from McDougall's department if they can reach the property with a shorter response time. It doesn't say anything about emergency services or other than fire. And there's a connecting link, I guess, because emergency does call our fire department, probably.
I think it's the confusion with the road name. If you call in McKellar-Ferguson Boundary Road any time of the year, they're going to come in McKellar-Ferguson Loch Earn. If you call in at your Loch Earn address any time of the year, they're going to come in Loch Earn. Whereas if you call in McKellar-Ferguson Boundary, then the obvious choice is Google McKellar-Ferguson Boundary off 124. And so you're looking at that's your shortest, or your one of the options of getting there. It's a confusion in the same as there was previously with other road names. Just to ensure there's no confusion.
further discussion?
Are we deferring it then?
Well, no. I'll put it out to for or against sort of thing if you wish. Councillor Keckman.
And I think we really need to look at what our boundary road agreement is with McDougall Township in regards to this McKellar-Ferguson boundary road, because when this was discussed previously, I don't think there is a written boundary road agreement, and we should have one. So I think this leads into another discussion in regarding, what is that boundary road agreement, what's entailed in it, and what should be entailed in it.
Well, that's certainly something to look at in the future, too, because of Herdville Bridge, when that goes to be repaired, that's a boundary road. And the same with Blackwater, because that's a sequence boundary, and the same with, we've got Gray Owl, and we've also got the Manson Lake agreement, too, because those are all boundary roads. And so, yeah, I'm not sure. We've got three or four townships we'd have to draw one up with. I think that's an important consideration. Whether that helps us with this one, I don't know, because that might be a long-term agreement with getting a boundary road agreement.
So are you saying, Mike, that if the road name was changed, then they would have better access to it?
What he was describing in his emails to council was that by having the address Lockhart Road, then it becomes first choice for anyone responding, looking at Google Maps or whatever format they use to, to find out where the address is, Lockhart Road. Then you come in at Wabamik and you go on Lockhart Road. Whereas if you say McKellar-Ferguson Boundary Road, you're coming off 124 and going north up to the extreme top of
So it's a name change we're looking for.
That's what he seems to indicate.
And so if the lawyer looks into it and finds out that the place right across the street, right, is one name, and yet his is another name, so I think it would be worthwhile for her to double check what she's done.
Yeah, I think that's it. Are there other situations where someone who's on a certain road name has a different? I think there's something to look into here.
Well, we have to clarify too. I thought there was some previous correspondence where McDougall had said they're not changing the name; they're not extending.
Yeah,
Lockhart
Road. I recall that.
So does that terminate everything here as far as discussions anyway?
Well, if you say, well, let's look at our boundary road agreement and...
which doesn't exist.
And we'll see what we really have agreed upon our boundary road. What maintenance are you doing? What maintenance are we expected to do? It's not changing any maintenance that McDougall is currently doing on that stretch of road. It's not changing any expenses to McDougall. I think it's just a matter of principle of not wanting to change a section, 75 feet of a section of road, which... when you look at it technically, it is part of Lockhart Road. Anything that goes east to west usually has a certain name, and anything that starts going south, north and south has a different name. So it's technically, physically and functionally, it's Lockhart Road.
Especially if it is across the road, then you're right. If the turnaround is there for the plow anyway.
But how do we, a boundary road agreement is in itself, that's going to take some time. But how do we convince McDougall that this property has to be listed as Lockhart Road when they've told us they're not going to do that?
Well, we
so no matter what a lawyer says.
Well, then you go into mediation. It's right in the municipal act that's an option. If a municipality does not want to agree with some terms and conditions of the municipal boundary road agreement, then you go to mediation. So if they want to, there should be a boundary road agreement for that entire boundary road, so we know what our expectations are of McDougall and McDougall's expectations are of McKellar.
Has any, other than Mr. Mallory, has anybody else talked with McDougall?
I think the fire chiefs were.
Yeah. Both the previous clerk administrator and the fire chief had spoken extensively with McDougall.
And they're
unwilling to work with us.
Well, that's, once again, there's always processes in place to ensure that you know, things move forward, and one of them is mediation. It's in the municipal law.
Yeah, I would just say that I don't know if my name's on that motion or not, but if it did come to the table as it is, I would vote in favor of it. I think we've done quite a bit of due diligence. We've got a lawyer. We've put some money into it, and I think we did it because of the Mallory history in the township. We would want to do the best we can for them, and I think we have. But I would be in favor of the motion, and when he receives the motion, he can simply come to us again and reapply, you know, keep the ball rolling if he wants. But for all we know, he may get the letter and say, well, you know what, that's fine, I tried. You know, so I would vote in favor of that motion.
So has he sent any correspondence since in the recent time frame?
When I received the legal opinion, I forwarded it directly to Mr. Mallory and let him know that it would be on tonight's council meeting agenda, so he's well aware. I haven't received any correspondence from him.
Okay, and I'm just going to make one point.
Yeah.
In good conscience, I cannot vote in favor of this motion because there's an address across the road that is physically and functionally in the exact same position as Mr. Mallory's and has a different road name, which is in conflict of what this motion says.
Okay, well, we'll put it to a vote then. Call the question, all those in favor.
Recorded vote.
Okay.
Councilor Morley Haskin?
Yes.
Councilor Mike Heckinen?
No.
Councilor Nick Ryland?
Yes.
Councilor Debbie Zulak?
Yes.
Mayor David Moore?
Yes. Okay, 4 yeas, 1 nay, so it's carried. I have resolution 24-447, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Heckinen. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar hereby receives a quotation from Iron Design Welding for handrails and a grab bar to be installed at the St. Stephen's Church, and further that the quotation be accepted in the amount of $1,490 plus HST of $193.70 for a total amount of $1,683.70. Discussion? I guess this is for the handrail. Is that the front door then? And what's happening with it? There's another door, there's a ramp or something that's supposed to be proposed there?
Yeah, it was mentioned about the ramp too.
Was Chris able to draw some type of a...
Not yet, but I believe it was discussed that the township would internally do the ramp between Chris and the Public Works Department, so we didn't put that out.
Okay. Yeah, if they want to do it, I think I put the word out there that could... So volunteers might be, you know, available, but if Chris makes the arrangements with the works guys. I don't think it has to be a very big ramp at all. You know, it's...
No, the only thing is good that they are involved because it's for the public, so it has to meet certain specs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Chris definitely needs to be involved.
So this is, for the front door and only one railing on the one side.
Now, the design that they put in there, what obviously wasn't for that. I mean, you've been involved. Is this going to solve the problem there with the railing where they're locating it? Is it going to help?
It should, because when the members of the historical committee were there, then that's what they were indicating, that there needs to be a railing, at least on the one side, so they have something to hold on to.
Okay.
And then at the top, and it did mention here a grab bar on the building. So for that last... A lot of times, I don't know if they're going to incorporate it right into the, that it sort of comes around the building, but a final grab bar so that the railing doesn't end, but you still have one, you know, step to be able to navigate. So,
well, that's good. The only reason I raise it is that when we initially started looking at this, somebody had said there has to be a ramp at that door. So,
to the back. Well, we need to look at... That's why there's only a railing on the one side.
Okay.
Because I think one limitation is the width of the door at the back side,
okay,
that it might not be wide enough. It's, you know, it's a small...
small door, so as long as that door is the width that's required for wheelchair accessibility.
Right.
So with having one end railing, that still leaves the option open for a wheelchair accessible ramp at the front door.
Right. Okay.
Well, do you know how many stairs are at the front door, Mike?
No.
Actually, three maybe or something.
I thought there was like three or four. I've been there a few times, I guess, but I don't really recall. But I mean, it has to go out 1 foot for every 1 inch up and everything else, which would make it a hell of a long ramp. If it's four steps, that would be, well, at least 32 inches, I would think. Anyhow,
You're talking about the ramp at the back? No, it's only from the floor of the church to the ground is only like this.
Yeah, the person who had complained was actually the door at the front. Said there had to be a ramp there as opposed to a handrail.
Right, where we're going with the handrail.
Yeah.
But do you know how wide the door is on the back then?
No. Like you say, it looks a little narrower, but yeah, I don't know.
So my chair is typically 30 inches, sometimes 32, so I mean, that's an issue.
So I guess the modifications will have to be made at the back door.
Yeah.
That's, you know, the framing of the door will have to change and some modifications made there.
Yeah. Okay.
Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-448, moved by Councillor Haskell, second by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved that in addition to the liquor maintenance presently provided, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar hereby agree to provide winter maintenance, the nature and extent of which will be determined by the Public Works Lead Hand in Council for the municipally owned roads and distances attached in Schedule A for the winter season 2024-2025 only, and have permanent residents residing thereon on a year-round basis as determined by the Acting Clerk and Administrator. If these conditions do not exist at time of winter plowing, then the Township of McKellar will not provide winter maintenance on said roads. Council, in consultation with Township staff, will review said roads in the spring of 2025 to determine the feasibility of continuing this program. It is understood that Council is under no obligation to continue this program. It is further understood there is no obligation on Council to convert the municipally owned, seasonally maintained road to a year-round maintained road, nor is there any obligation on Council to assume presently unassumed municipally owned roads. Council, at its sole discretion, will provide maintenance on the roads named in Schedule A as Council determines based on maintenance needs and the Township of McKellar's financial capabilities. As presently, there will be no municipal maintenance provided for fire routes unless on a municipal road allowance opened at the sole discretion of the municipality on its own volition without any request from an outside source. Private roads, streets, avenues, roads, drives, crescents, circles, laneways, driveways, municipal road allowances opened by private individuals, nor for any other roads which do not appear in Schedule A. Schedule A, the resolution 24-448. Municipal owned roads to be winter maintained by the Township of McKellar for the winter season 2024-2025 only, providing that the conditions in the attached resolution are met. Bay Drive, Braemar Boulevard, Brownlee Road, 0.6 kilometers from the year-round road on summer maintained road, Craigmore Drive, Deerfield Road, Fire Route 200, Broadbent Colonial Road, 0.2 kilometers from the year-round road on summer maintained road, Stony Road, formerly Fire Route 152, Dockside Drive, formerly Fire Route 152A, Bruce Trail, formerly Fire Route 152B, Jones's Road, 0.8 kilometers from the year-round road on a summer-maintained road, Lakeview Crescent, McEwen Road, 0.1 kilometer beyond the year-round on road on summer-maintained road, Moffat Road and West Road, 1.7 kilometers from year-round road on summer-maintained road. Discussion? Councilor Kevin?
I think previously this resolution also included a suitable turnaround?
It did.
Okay.
I don't know where that's gone. But.
Okay. I believe further in the agenda there is a bylaw being passed to assume the roads in Craigmore subdivision.
It's just the timing of this, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. So,
They'll be removed from the list if they are assumed for year-round maintenance later this evening. But for now, because of the order, they're still done as a municipally, I would say, unassumed road. So that's why they're on the list. Craigmore, Lakeview, and Braemar. I know it's confusing, but that's the way they're showing up here.
Yeah, it'd be confusing for anyone that's going through the minutes and trying to determine, you know, what's what. Because you have one.
Well, I'm thinking what we could do because of the order. We could even go back and amend the Schedule A at the next meeting if the Craigmore roads are assumed. And that would clarify. But you're right. I mean, it could have been a different order, maybe. Any further discussion?
Should we still have the suitable turnarounds in the approved?
That was in the original, you're right, and I think it should be in there because otherwise you run the risk of township equipment having to back out of a particular road, and it's not safe. They have run off the road in the past. And I think in each case, as one in particular, I think they've actually resolved the problem. It was a Moffat Road. We'd have to have it confirmed with the Public Works Department, but I think in most cases, well, it's been done in the past. Certainly, they've found a way to turn around. It makes it more and more difficult as you take on more roads because some of those turnarounds are very small. They have to do some real maneuvering, although we have purchased a smaller vehicle for that purpose. They've been able to do it last year, so I think there won't be any change.
But right. There's no, that's true. There's no additions to this list.
No.
Okay. So maybe it's not necessary to.
You waited till you were finished to say that. So.
In an ideal world, I mean, that was the whole idea, to actually have the turnaround legally registered to the township, so that. Instead of turning in driveways and things like that. But unfortunately, what has happened in order to accommodate some residents, we haven't received the actual property to do a proper turnaround, and our engineer is pointing that out always to us. But I think we've tried to accommodate and help the residents, so we've done the best we can without the legal turnaround.
So maybe it's good to have it in there.
I think it's... Probably a good idea. That's what we're aiming for. And,
yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, suitable's pretty broad.
Right.
You know, like
I didn't read it, but that's
as long as the truck can turn around in it, so I don't see any harm in adding it.
I think it previously said something suitable turn around is approved by the
road superintendent.
Yeah.
Amendment is after winter plowing, including a suitable turnaround, and then before then the township of McKellar will not provide winter maintenance on said roads. So that would be a requirement. So we'll call the question first of all on the amendment. All those in favor? None opposed? And on the resolution as amended, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
What was the resolution number? Sorry.
448. Resolution 24-449, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, seconded by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby authorized Treasurer Roshan Cantilla to attend the Municipal Financial Officers Association of Ontario's MFOA 2024 annual conference to be held at Deerhurst Resort in Huntsville, Ontario, from September the 19th to the 20th, 2024. And further, that all applicable expenses be at the cost of the township. Discussion?
It's pretty open-ended by saying all applicable expenses. If he runs up a $1,000 tab at the bar?
No, I think that's in the, if you read the legislation.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that he would not do that. I'm just saying all applicable is very open-ended, but anyway.
Well, it is right now until you actually read the legislation that the township has on record.
Anyway.
It, it does limit. The thing with this too, I look at the actual agenda, and it's pretty broad, I would think, for treasurers, which is great. I'm not sure which sessions he will go to, because you're limited, of course, and they have so many. Unless he can clone himself, he could attend three or four of them, but it might only be a couple that he can actually attend. Now, it's over a two-day period, so maybe, and I guess he would be deciding, but I'm thinking maybe we could put a little bug in the ear and say that there are some, the asset management, he's working on that, so that might be a useful one. And the short-term rental, I don't know whether he'll be any further ahead than it's been up with every conference coming, I think, and going, that there's no real solutions yet, so... or if there are solutions, they differ from conference to conference. But maybe that's one he could sit in on too and get some information. But I suppose he'll be looking at it from a treasurer's point of view and maybe making a decision for us.
Yeah, I don't know if any grant people would be there, you know, for him to network. You know, I guess that's the whole purpose of it, is networking. And he's been doing such a good job of getting us grants, and so...
Yeah.
Continues to look at those avenues going forward.
Yeah, my only concern would be that the other treasurers that are there will be looking for grants too. That's your competition. So the presenters. But it looks good, and this is what we recommend too from staff, that they take advantage of these courses. I think it's good. So we'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-450, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Haskin, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar, in accordance with bylaw number 2013-11, being a bylaw to adopt accountability and transparency policy, and a policy for the delegation of powers and duties, is hereby delegate authority to RHH Engineering, project manager, in consultation with the treasurer, the acting clerk administrator, and the project administrator for public works, to let and accept requisite RFPs/tenders consistent with the procurement bylaw for all road-related projects for the year 2024, providing that a report is submitted detailing the tenders received for each project and reasons for selecting certain tenders, and also providing that the money allotted to individual projects in the 2024 budget is not exceeded, failing which approval of council will be required. Discussion? This is out there mainly to keep the projects moving once they get going, and there are a number of projects we just heard tonight for the ball field itself, about three or four RFPs that have to be let. And the idea was that there is a budget set for that, and that if the manager has to come back to council for approval for every RFP, he actually writes them generally, with the project administrator also looking over, and I think Carly looks at them all too. And they're posted on the website, and we're just giving authority now for him to proceed, which I think he has done with the blasting. And what was the other one he did?
The pulverizing,
okay, for Center Road. So that keeps the projects moving, rather than this time, for instance, council had we haven't met for 3 weeks, and we don't want to hold up any of the projects once they proceed. And certainly with an engineer in charge, and he has past experience and has proven his worth and his knowledge, I'm thinking it's probably worthwhile to save coming back to council for every RFP that he lets. I'm just not sure, maybe Carly can respond to this one, I'm not sure if the engineer, the project manager, wants the responsibility of actually approving one, or should he recommend one and have a staff member actually approve it?
No, I feel he's comfortable with choosing the successful proponent. He's worked with all the companies that have put in bids, and just knows their experience, so he's confident in choosing the successful one.
Now, does that give him the authority, though? There's a place for people to sign to bind the corporation. That's what I'm getting at, really. And it's not something he would do, I don't think.
No, that would be done by myself and yourself.
Okay. So we get to that stage. Any further discussion? Call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. resolved the council of the corporation of the township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-63, being a bylaw to deem certain lots in the township of McKellar not to be part of a registered planned subdivision, and in parentheses, Cocoa, 171 Center Road, end of parentheses, first and second reading, and further read a third time and passed at open council the 6th day of August 2024. Discussion? All the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And resolution 24-452, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Ryland, be resolved the council of the corporation of the township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-64, being a bylaw to designate and assume roads in the Craigmore subdivision as highways, the first and second reading. Further read a third time and passed at open council the 6th day of August 2024. Discussion? I just had a couple questions on the bylaw itself, if I can find my copy. On the second whereas, maybe Carly, says the roads have been upgraded to township standards in accordance with bylaw 2022-24. And I think I also have a letter from our engineer saying that no, most of them don't meet the standards of 2022. So I'm wondering if it could be reworded. The township standards endorsed by the former council. Because he points out in his letters to us that with the policy that came in, now they're going by the old policy, which is fine, but by our new policy, 2022-24, they wouldn't be to that standard. So I'm just thinking that we amend the bylaw to, well, we don't amend it, we just haven't passed it yet, but to take that reference out and just endorse by the former council, unless there's another better way of wording it. And I think what that does as well, then, that clears our engineer, who said from the very beginning that these aren't the standards that I would recommend for these roads, but these are the standards that the township wants me to quote on, and he went from there. And then I believe we called him in, I think it was another engineering company that approved the Bailey subdivision. It was actually a technician, the engineer we never did get a letter from. But this one, it is an actual engineer who's gave us an indication of what he recognized when he was out there, and of course more gravel has to be supplied apparently, and certain widenings have to be done, but that'll be at the township's expense. My understanding is that the people in the Craigmore subdivision were told after a 2-year period, and they started paying as well their individual amounts, that the road would be assumed and it was up to the standards of the day. So I don't think we would be going back. This would be coming out of the entire municipal budget then, if there any extra work that has to be done, according to our engineer. And he did suggest some, and I think our project administrator has already initiated or is going to fix, add some gravel to that road and do some widening in certain places. So I just wanted to clarify that doesn't meet the standards of today, but it met the standards at the time that the council approved. So, and I think that's what our engineer wanted to. He wanted to cover himself that he's not saying it meets the standards according to township policy. His letter specifically says that. That's the letter of July the 9th. I just see what he had said here. The road width, granular depth, this is on page 5, I'm not sure if you have a copy in front of you. Clearing width and drainage generally conform to the township's requirements and our costing model from 2019, but do not conform to the present township road standards for a CL6 road. And he says, the road width, gravel depth, clearing width, and drainage requirements are all less than the present township standards for a CL6 road. The agreement for assuming the road by the township should generally stipulate what road standards were to be used for certification of the road, not the present policy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a clarification on the wording of that bylaw.
So it will say that in the bylaw?
Mm-hmm.
Carly says yes.
Yes.
Because that will be important going forward with other roads. That standard is a totally different standard than to what the standard is now.
Right.
So are we doing first and second reading and then deferring third reading so that the wording that's going to be...
I'll leave that to Carly.
It's up to council. Like, I will change the second whereas to say township standards endorsed by the former council. And I can circulate a copy. But if you prefer to have a first and second reading tonight and then the amendments come to the August 20th meeting, then we can do the third reading then.
I would prefer that.
Yeah, it's neither here nor there. We're agreeing that it will be assumed, but it's just a question of the wording of the bylaw. So if you want to take Carly at her word that she'll make that change, or do you want to make it official before we vote on it? Yeah, that's fine.
I take Carly at her word, and I want to make it official that I see it there because it's important.
Because you have to, because that's sort of vague as well. The standards approved by the previous council. Where do we find those standards? I think you have to refer specifically to whatever the document.
Well, I don't know whether we want to get into that. That's why I kept it very general.
Yeah.
We can ask Councillor Ryland whether he wants to open that one up again, but there's so many versions flying around, I'm not sure what the final standards were, so, and different methods were used. And I'm thinking this way it's better than, and it's done, rather than trying to go back and open up all those different documents.
I think if it's just clarified, like
right.
You're saying, that this was for the previous standards.
Yeah.
I think that's the best words too. So
we just go with a couple readings if you wish and get it actually, because right now I guess the one that went out to the public on the website was this one and they wouldn't have seen the new one yet, so
okay.
Maybe two readings make sense and then the third reading on the 20th. Make sure on the 20th that this shows up before the amendments to get the way. So the amendment is instead of read a third time and passed at open council the 6th day of August 2024, it now reads further to be read for a third time at the August 20th, 2024 regular meeting of council. Call question first of all, those in favor of the amendment? None opposed, and now the resolution as amended. Question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. On to unfinished business. Tell me what the wording of one issue there for Deerfield. I think it said will be, as opposed to, maybe we should change it to was. It's just semantics, but. Yeah, Deerfield Bay, it just said all information provided in here will be presented to the representative, so we just change it to was. And I'm also looking at also the Herdsville Road reconstruction, the fall 2024 and spring 2025. I'm wondering if that should be changed to summer because spring might be a little difficult too to work in. A lot depends on the weather, but we prefer the fall, but I'm not sure where it's at right now.
Well, if I understand this right, we amend this anyway going forward, so if
right.
We found out by spring that it wasn't going to work till summer, then we would simply amend it at that time.
Yeah, we can.
Carly, I don't know where that came from.
Well, it's the E at the end.
You're the one that actually does the edits, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I mean, that's your practice. And I don't have any problem with that at all. I mean, it just has to reflect the current status of these things, right? So I'm okay with it saying what it does, and if we have to change it, we'll change it, so.
New business. Public notices, announcements, inquiries, reports by council members. Any committees you've attended? We have the minutes of many of them. Workshops, what's recreation doing?
A couple of events went well. I don't have a report in front of me here to remind myself, but had the Kids Fish and Fun Derby. Lower attendance than what we're used to, but the day went well. The firefighters came out in our tug of war, so it was a good day. We also had the Perry Sound Area Planning Board meeting, which I don't have my report with me, but I think everything there was fine, I think.
Yeah, we just had the one in the township, certainly, the one that had to be amended, the one
right.
Down on Tate's Island, but everything went fine, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for Morley. With the recreation, you know when you do the fish and fun days in the winter, and you used to use those hot chocolate, they're a big brown thing?
Yes.
There's two of them over there in the community center.
Yeah,
do you still use those?
For certain events, yeah. I don't know if it's only that event in the winter or...
Well, it's just when we were cleaning in there,
we found
them, and I don't know if they've ever been cleaned or anything, but they are, if you're looking for them, ask me and I'll tell you where we put them.
Okay, so they're upstairs in the community center?
Yeah,
okay.
In the back kitchen there.
Sure, okay.
Way in the corner.
Okay.
Well, at least she didn't say they were at Lee's Road.
Well, we didn't know. We were going to throw them out.
Yeah. Yeah, we got them off of business in town when they closed.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, spread the word.
They're in there.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, anything else? Reports? I have resolution 24-453, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be a result of the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar, does hereby receive the consent agenda for correspondence. Anything you wish to pull from there? Short list. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. We'll do question comment period related to items on the agenda. Anybody in person or on Zoom? Resolution 24-454, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Hassman, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-65, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council of first and second reading, further read a third time, passed an open Council the 6th day of August 2024. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-455, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourn this meeting at
8:40
p.m. to meet again on August the 20th, 2024, at the call of the mayor. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried.